One of the interesting facts that I nerd out about as an ENT surgeon is that 10% of the population can wiggle their ears. I am not one of those 10%, but my husband is. So I'm going to show you how he wiggles his ears. Okay, wait. When did you learn how to wiggle your ears?
When? Yeah. I can't even say. I think I was probably 7
okay.
years old.
Maybe. Okay, show me how you do it. From the front, I want to see.
From the front?
Show me.
From the front, from the side.
Okay.
All right.
Let me see.
So front, you see that?
Okay, I saw from my mouth coming to the side. Let me see. Isn't that cool? Look, he is using his posterior auricularis muscle.
So you see that? This muscle right here is what flexes the most.
Yeah. So that's the posterior auricularis muscle. A lot of people are not able to use that muscle.
And I feel that.
And then there's also
feel it all the way back here as well.
There's also a superior auricularis muscle here. It activates that some as well. Yeah. And then there's that anterior auricularis muscle there. Isn't that cool? So the human ear, external ear, has some vestigial muscles that are not really used for current day humans. But in the past, when humans needed to do things like hunt and gather, those ear muscles were used to listen for danger. But now we have really no purpose in those ear muscles. Now as an ENT surgeon, I do cut through those muscles when I have to perform certain ear surgeries behind the ear, and sometimes in front of the ear as well. But now, since I have someone in my life that knows how to wiggle their ears, I am very cautious about cutting those muscles, and I always ask people beforehand, do you know how to wiggle your ears? Is this a special talent of yours? Is this one of your party tricks that I need to be aware of so that we can have some further counseling about your ability or lack of ability after surgery to move those ears?